KORN News Radio Sports for this Tuesday, December 30th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says he plans to return next year, dismissing any retirement rumors. The 67-year-old Reid addressed his future on Monday as the Kansas City Chiefs have one game left. They're 6-10 and out of playoff contention. Reid had just signed a 5-year extension back in April of last year. He spent 14 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles before joining the Chiefs. He has 307 career wins. He needs 18 more to pass George Halas for third on the all-time wins lists. Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says he'll have a better sense tomorrow about quarterback Lamar Jackson's status for Sunday night's game at Pittsburgh. That game will decide the AFC North title. Tyler Huntley helped Baltimore keep its playoff hopes alive as Baltimore won on Saturday night at Green Bay. But Harbaugh said Monday if Jackson is ready to play, he would be their starter on Sunday. Jackson has a back injury as he's missed the last two games. The Green Bay game last weekend was the fourth game that he has missed this season. USC head football coach Lincoln Riley emphatically stated that Notre Dame is responsible for the pause in the near 100-year-old rivalry between Notre Dame and USC. Riley assigned the blame yesterday in San Antonio as his Trojans prepare to take on TCU tonight in the Alamo Bowl. In a joint press conference with TCU head coach Sonny Dykes, it was the first time that Riley had a chance to publicly speak about the discontinuation of the rivalry. In place of USC next year, Notre Dame announced a home-and-home series with BYU for 2026 and 2027. USC and TCU, they play in the Alamo Bowl tonight in San Antonio. That's at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Also today, Tennessee takes on Illinois in Nashville. That's the Music City Bowl at 4:30 on ESPN. And also later this afternoon, it's Louisiana Tech and Coastal Carolina in the Independence Bowl at 1 p.m. One bowl game yesterday, the Birmingham Bowl. Georgia Southern defeated Appalachian State. It's 29-10. Officials say that the father of NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin has passed away and his mother critically injured after a weekend fire heavily damaged the North Carolina home where they lived. County officials said Monday that firefighters arrived Sunday night at a two-story home near Stanley, North Carolina, that was mostly engulfed in fire with flames showing through the attic. Officials say 75-year-old Dennis Hamlin and his wife, 69-year-old Mary Lou Hamlin, were found outside the home suffering from injuries. Officials say that Dennis Hamlin later died in the hospital from his injuries while Mary Lou Hamlin was being treated at a burn center. Minnesota Timberwolves were in action last night, so they got a season-high 33 points off the bench from Naz Reid as the Timberwolves routed the Chicago Bulls 136-101. Timberwolves committed just 3 turnovers last night as they improved to 21-12 on the season. Cleveland Cavaliers would go on to beat San Antonio 113-101. Cleveland would get a double-double from Jarrett Allen, 27 points and 10 rebounds. San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama also had a double-double, his 10th of the season, finishing with 26 points and 14 rebounds in the loss. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 39 points as Oklahoma City beat Atlanta 140-129. Gilgeous-Alexander has now scored at least 20 points in 104 consecutive games. The Knicks would hold off New Orleans 131-125. Knicks point guard Jalen Brunson with 28 points and 10 assists. New Orleans has lost 4 in a row. They got a season-high 32 points from Zion Williamson. Kevin Durant with 30 last night. He leads Houston over Indiana 126-119. The Pacers have lost 9 games in a row. They have the worst record in the NBA at 6-27. Steph Curry scored 27 points last night. Golden State over Brooklyn 120-107. And also a Milwaukee would defeat Charlotte 123-113. And that's looking at your sports on this Tuesday, December 30th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.